This is the Sakar Moli of 26th of August 2026. Essence, sweet children, you guarantee that you will make this Bharat into heaven with the power of your yoga. There will be one religion and one kingdom. Question. By remaining safe from which of Maya's obstacles can you children perform great wonders? Answer. The greatest of Maya's obstacles is that she makes you body conscious and traps you in the name and form of each other. The children who remain safe from this obstacle will remain safe from Maya's deception and will show many wonders. Their intellects constantly have new thoughts for service. When you become soul conscious, service will expand. Om Shanti. The Father has come to give you spiritual children, Srimat. You children understand that according to the Dharma plan, everything has to be accomplished within a short time. We are changing the land of Ravan into the land of Vishnu. The Father is incognito, and this study is also incognito. There are many centers. There are centers in the big cities and in the small villages too. There are also many children. Day by day, the number of them will continue to increase. You write in your literature that you will definitely make this land of Bharat into heaven. You love this land of Bharat very much because you know that this Bharat was heaven. Bharat became that 5,000 years ago. It was then very royal and beautiful. You children who are the mouth-born creation of Brahma have this knowledge. You have to make this land of Bharat into heaven by following Srimat. Show everyone the path. There is nothing complicated about anything here. Sit and discuss among yourselves how you should advertise these pictures and how they can also be printed in the newspapers. Hold a seminar about this among yourselves. Just as those of the worldly government meet and discuss among themselves how they can reform Bharat, in the same way, you should sit together and put right the differences of opinion that exist and also discuss how there can be peace and happiness in Bharat. You are also the spiritual Pandava government. This is the great godly government. The purifier father purifies you impure children and makes you into the masters of the pure world. Only you children understand these secrets. The original eternal deity religion is the main dharma of Bharat. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Shiv Baba is called Rudra. The Father has now come and awakened you. So you then have to awaken others. You continue to awaken according to the Dharma plan. However much effort and whatever effort each of you has made up to now, you also did the same in the previous cycle. Your war is a spiritual one. Sometimes Maya is more powerful, and sometimes God is more powerful. Sometimes service continues to be done at a fast speed, and sometimes some children have obstacles of Maya. Maya makes them completely unconscious. This is a battlefield. Maya makes the children of Rama unconscious. There is also a story about Luv and Kush, children of Rama. They have portrayed two children of Rama, but here Baba has many children. At this time, all human beings are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. They don't even know that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has come to give you children your inheritance. The Father only comes in Bharat. They have completely forgotten this. The people of Bharat were the masters of heaven. There is no doubt about this. The birth of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, takes place here. This is why the people of Bharat celebrate the birthday of Shiva. Therefore, he must definitely have come here and done something. The intellect says, the Father must definitely have come here to establish heaven. He wouldn't establish it through inspiration. Here, you children are taught Raja Yoga and the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is no sound involved in inspiration. People think that Shankar carries out destruction through inspiration, but there is no question of inspiration in that. You understand, it is in their parts in the drama to make bombs, etc. They become instruments for destruction. Inspiration is a word from the scriptures, but there is no question of inspiration here. Destruction has to take place according to the drama. It is remembered that missiles, etc., were used in the Mahabharata war. Whatever happened in the past has to repeat. You guarantee that you will establish heaven with the power of your yoga. There will be one religion there. So where will all the other religions go? They will definitely be destroyed. This is something that has to be understood. It is remembered that establishment takes place through Brahma and sustenance through Vishnu, and that is fine. However, they have mixed Shiva with Shankar, and that is wrong. They just say Shiva and Shankar. Because Shankar doesn't do anything, they have mixed Shiva with Shankar. However, Shiv Baba says, I have a lot of work to do. I have to purify everyone. I enter this corporeal body of Brahma and have establishment carried out through him. Shankar doesn't have a part. Shiva is worshipped. Only Shiva, the benefactor, fills everyone's apron. They say salutations to the Supreme Soul, Shiva. This Brahma is the father of people. How Brahma becomes Vishnu and how Vishnu then becomes Brahma are very deep matters. Only you children understand these things. Sensible children can use their intellects to understand this knowledge very quickly. People don't know anything about when the purifier father would come. It is now the end of the Iron Age. They say that 40,000 years still remain until the end of the Iron Age. In that case, how much more impure would they still become? How much sorrow are they going to tolerate? There isn't any happiness in the Iron Age. Because of not understanding anything, the poor helpless people are in extreme darkness. You children should meet and discuss how to increase service. The Father continues to show you plans. So you children should meet among yourselves. Explain the pictures very well. All of these pictures continue to be created according to the drama plan. You children know that whatever time passes, the drama continues accurately according to that. The stage of you children will continue to fluctuate, sometimes high and sometimes low. Baba continues to watch everything as the detached observer. Sometimes some children have bad omens, and so, in order to remove those omens, Baba makes you try many things. Baba repeatedly tells you to remember the Father. However, you become body conscious, and this is why you stumble. Here you have to become soul conscious, but some children have a lot of body consciousness. Become soul conscious and you will be able to remember the Father, and service will then also continue to expand. Those who have to claim a high status will remain constantly busy in doing service. If it is not in their fortune, they won't make effort. Then they themselves would say, Baba, I am unable to imbibe any of this. It doesn't sit in my intellect. If you don't imbibe these things, you won't have happiness. Those who imbibe these things will also experience happiness. They understand that Shiv Baba has come. The Father says, Children, understand this very clearly and then explain to others. Some become engaged in doing service and continue to make effort. You children know that every second that passes by is fixed in the drama and that it repeats in the same way. It is explained to you children that when you give lectures outside, so many different types of people attend. You children know that all of those people give lectures based on the Gita, the Vedas and the scriptures. They don't know that God is explaining to you the secrets of Himself, the Creator, and the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. It has been shown so clearly in the pictures who God is. These things cannot be explained using a projector. At the exhibitions, you have the pictures in front of you. You can then explain and also interact with them and ask them who the God of the Gita is and who the ocean of knowledge is. Who is the ocean of purity, peace and happiness, the liberator and the guide? They wouldn't be able to say that it is Krishna. The praise of the Supreme Soul is different. First of all, you should make them write this down. Take a probe, do a survey, and also get them to sign something. Birds were squabbling in the hall. At this time, there is fighting and quarrelling throughout the whole world. They all continue to fight among themselves. The five vices of human beings are remembered. They do not refer to animals. The vicious world and the viceless world are remembered in connection with human beings. In the Iron Age, there is the devilish community, and in the Golden Age, there is the divine community. People have such tamo-pradhan intellects that they don't understand at all that they are the devilish community. They go in front of the deity idols and sing, We are degraded, sinful sinners. We are without virtue and have no virtues. You can explain to them by proving it to them. It is very clear in the picture of the ladder. It shows how there is the stage of ascent and then the stage of descent. The picture of the ladder is the main one for the people of Bharat. It is the best thing of all. You can explain very well using this picture. You will complete your 84 births and then take your number one birth. You will then go from the stage of descent into the stage of ascent. You all have to think about how to show everyone the path. How can you do service if you don't think about these things? It is very easy to explain using the pictures. After the Golden Age, you have to come down the ladder. You children know that we are now being transferred. However, we don't go directly to the Golden Age. We first have to go to the land of silence. You know that we are actors. You are number-wise in how you consider yourselves to be actors in this drama. No others in the world can say how they are actors. We even write that if a human being, while being an actor in this unlimited drama, does not know the director and principal actor, or the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama, he is senseless. There is nothing wrong in writing this. You mustn't listen to this with one ear and then let it out of the other. There has to be nothing but service, service, and then more service. Baba understands that some children sometimes experience bad omens. When there are bad omens, the father knows how much damage is caused. When wealthy ones become poor, there has to be some reason. Baba continues to explain to many of you, children never become trapped in anyone's name or form. Otherwise, Maya is such that she will catch hold of you by the nose and throw you into the gutter. Maya greatly deceives you. You mustn't become lovers and beloveds here. Some become lovers and beloveds because of vice. Others are attracted to someone's appearance. You know that there are so many obstacles of Maya at many centres. They become trapped in one another's name and form. Maya is so powerful that a woman becomes trapped in the name and form of another woman, or a Kumari becomes trapped in the name and form of another Kumari. Even while you are making effort, Maya completely catches hold of you. This is why Baba cautions you, children, Maya will try to trap you a great deal, but you mustn't allow yourself to become trapped. Don't become body conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Continue to protect yourself from Maya's deception. The Father has come to make you children into flowers. You mustn't have doubts about anything. If you have some doubt in your heart, you aren't able to do service well. You will continue to choke inside. You must remain courageous. There is very little time. Listen to Baba's Murli and you will become enthusiastic. The child Atam Prakash, indoor, is paying very good attention to the pictures. This should also enter the intellects of those in Bombay. The main pictures have to be created first. You should make inquiries about them. Baba continues to give you directions about how to refine the pictures. Create such a method that the picture of the ladder can be put up at airports. Everyone who sees that picture will become very happy. Eventually they will understand who is giving you directions. Therefore you children should become very intoxicated. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. You children are on a battlefield and battling with Maya, Ravan. Maya causes many obstacles. You children must remain very cautious. 2. Each of you has to think about your own progress and how to explain using the pictures and how to increase service. What should we include in the pictures so that people are easily able to understand? Blessing. May you make your fortune elevated by renouncing body consciousness and become an embodiment of success. By renouncing body consciousness, that is, by becoming soul conscious, you will experience having all relationships with the Father and having all powers. This experience is the most elevated fortune of the confluence age. When you adopt this method that is taught by the bestower, there will be expansion and you will also receive total success. Because of your bodily relatives and your love for them, you renounced your crown, throne and your original form. Therefore, out of love for the Father, can you not renounce your body consciousness? With this one renunciation, you will receive the fortune of everything. Slogan: in order to become free from anger, change from being selfish and become selfless and transform any form of desire. Avyakt signal: finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. Together with the Father, all of you have also taken the responsibility of purifying the elements of nature too. So, in order for you to fulfill this thought, Bhaktada wants every child to first of all become free from attachment in this world, whether to facilities or people. To use the facilities is a different matter from having attachment. So Bhaktada first of all wants to make every child become free from attachment. Om Shanti.